I have a question for you. It's probably an unsettling question. Some might even call it a frightening question. Are you afraid of your children? More particularly, are you afraid of one more than the others of your children? I'm not dealing with the extremes here, where a mom would come into my office complaining about an adolescent son who's pushed her, or has violent temper eruptions where he destroys things, curses, throws things, kicks. That is extreme. Unfortunately, it's a little more common than one would suspect, but I'm not talking about that kind of physical fear. Most of you don't experience that. Most of you are not parenting under the shadow of, this kid could hurt me physically. This kid could hurt my house. This kid could do damage to his siblings. Although the sibling thing, yeah, they do hurt their siblings a lot more frequently, and we allow too much of that. I'm talking about when in your gut, your heart, your mind, you want to make a certain decision regarding your child's welfare. Perhaps you want to supervise much more closely than he wants you to. Or you want to much more slowly give technological freedom than all of his peers are getting it. Or you just don't think he should drive yet. Or you don't want him to go a certain place, hang with a certain persons, and down deep, you just, if you had your druthers, in the words of one mom who said this to me, I was stunned when she said it. She said, well, you know, if it were up to me, and I simply said, who's it up to? And she stopped. So if you had your druthers, you would make a certain parental decision, but because you're afraid. I know that's a strong word, but I'm going to use it. You're afraid of your child's reaction. Will they emotionally punish you? Will they withdraw? Will they experience some kind of psychological turmoil that you're not aware of because it's percolating down deep? Are you afraid they won't like you? They won't understand you? Are you afraid that you will damage the relationship? You see, I've become convinced that many moms and dads compromise, yield on decisions that they want to make because they are afraid of how the kid's going to take it. They don't want to do anything to ruin the emotional connection. They don't want to do anything that would be horridly misunderstood, that would appear autocratic. So we try to compromise. There's nothing wrong with compromise in certain situations, but I'm talking about situations where down inside you, you know this is not something you want to compromise on. This is not a kid he should be anywhere near. This is not a boy she should be texting. He shouldn't be spending anywhere near that amount of time on the computer. No, he's not going to go to school with that kid driving. I'm not dropping him off at the movies because I can't know which movie he's going to go see. So if I say no, am I unsettled by his reaction? Because you know he's not going to take it well. If he's going to take it well, why would he even bother to ask you to begin with? Why would he even want to do it to begin with? I've become convinced. There is a sad amount of fear among parents out there. Among good parents. People who want to raise moral, God-seeking human beings. And they're afraid. They're afraid of the kids. Not so much getting punched or pushed or kicked, cursed. Afraid how the kid's going to take it. How the kid's going to view them. When he's 20 years old someday, is he just going to take off, live in Antarctica, and you won't hear from him for 5 years because he's so disgusted with the way you parented? You have to make decisions on the basis of your judgment. You're not God. You can't know. The basis of your judgment on the basis of what you think is good and right for the well-being of that child, knowing full well the child's not going to understand it. And he's not going to like it. And he may not like you for it. And he may react terribly to it. And the cumulative effect may mean that someday when he's 19, 20, 21, he can't wait to get out of your sight. But that doesn't mean you did wrong. It just means he's too young and immature to understand it. And the whole world out there is telling you you're wrong, so he's going to side with the world. How can that whole world be wrong and you be right, Mom? But you can. Because you're Mom. And that gives you a wide latitude in determining what is right.